What's up, everyone in podcast land? This is Brian.
And I'm Blake.
And we are from the Not Religious Podcast, here to talk to you about one of our sponsors, PillarOfHopeApparel.com.
All right, Brian, they got some shirts, they got some hats, they got phone cases, whatever you need. It's awesome.
And if you go right now and go to your cart, fill it up, put in the promo code NRP116, you'll get 10% off your order.
Jeez, 10%?
10%. That's PillarOfHopeApparel.com. Promo code NRP116.
Check them out. No, it wasn't. It's a different a cappella group. I can't pronounce their name.
Okay.
But welcome to the Not Religious Podcast. Oh, God.
Yeah, we're recording.
Welcome to the Not Religious Podcast.
Hey.
I'm Blake.
I'm Brian.
And we now live in a world where Avengers Endgame is in existence. And it's so wonderful.
It is.
It's such a good movie.
But it is, but it isn't.
What? What do you mean? You didn't like it?
I don't want it to end.
I don't want it to end either. I think that was the bittersweet part about the entire thing. But very rewarding to people who have invested
definitely
11 years into watching all 22 of those movies.
And it's like, that's why I don't want it to end. Like, now I'm going to have to get reinvested into Phase 4 and all these new storylines and everything.
I'm excited for Phase 4.
Which is exciting, but I want my comfort.
Yeah.
I guess I don't like the change, you know? Well, like, I want Tony Stark, and I want Thor, and I want, you know.
Well, listen, that's why you have me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. We missed everybody.
And apparently we were missed.
We were missed.
Yeah. So when, note to self, when we don't do an episode,
gotta do something.
The listeners get angry.
They do.
They revolt.
Pickets and riots. And
right.
Cars getting flipped over and
that's break-ins. That's what happens when you're as popular as we are.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, it comes with the territory, I guess, as some would say. But we missed you guys.
Yeah.
We did not record last week because we were watching it.
Yeah, because we were at the movie theater.
we went to go see Endgame. And then Brian just came back from Disney World.
Yay, Disney.
So Brian was at Disney, and we were at home, but I missed you. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad I'm back.
I'm so excited for our topic today, and I did a ton of research so you wouldn't have to put as much into it because you've been gone.
That is so thoughtful of you.
Hey, that's what I do.
But here's the thing. Like, I get the sentiment,
yeah.
But I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Like, I don't prepare for this crap.
Oh, okay.
Like, cool. I just, Thursday rolls around and like you pull in my driveway and I'm like, I guess we're doing a podcast.
Thing,
yeah. What are we doing it on today? And I just shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
No, well, not really.
That's right, Brian. Because you do your research.
I do my research.
Yep.
Thanks,
Robot Dave. He's also very excited to be back. He's been missing out and kind of bummed out. And can you blame him?
Yes.
But we're back. And this week, we're going to be talking about Caleb's pledge drives. Now, before we get into this, I want to kind of brief everybody. This is not a knock on contemporary Christian music, because we've already had that discussion before. This is also not necessarily a knock on the K K-Love radio station necessarily, but kind of. Because I was waiting for their radio station.
Like, well, it's not? Like,
it's not? What are you talking about?
I read your notes.
No, it's this is about the pledge drives. They're very annoying, and I'm sure you think they're annoying as well. But before we get into that today, while we were while we were away from doing the podcast, we got a ton of messages from a young man.
All right, so here's what happens. Okay, so when you enter the world of podcasting, there's all kinds of marketing, and along with those marketing, there's some legitimate marketing, and then there's some less legitimate. Yeah. Marketing. Think of it as telemarketers that call you on the phone.
Yeah.
But what they do is they find, they just blanket message a lot of podcasters. And by doing so, they're trying to get your money. Same thing as what a telemarketer is trying to do. They're just trying to get your money. So from time to time, we will get a message from a young aspiring telemarketer who is trying to sell us something. And when we do, we freaking mess with them.
All the time. This is my favorite one, though.
Yes, this has been my favorite one. And what we decided to do is to read you the messages in a not religious style.
Yes, this is Story Time with Blake and Brian on the Not Religious Podcast. And I will be playing the part of Daniel Frunk.
Yes.
This is the gentleman that messaged us. And Brian will be reading our responses. So
yes. Oh, there we go. There we are.
Hey, sir, busy? Sir, do you want podcast top rank?
Only if it comes with free sex toys. I'm devastatingly overdue for some new anal beads.
Sir, $100 for a month. Sir, you agree?
Wow, that sounds like a steal, David.
Yes, sir, if you agree, then my team start working.
What are the team colors? I'm going shopping later and want to get the right one.
Sir, no colors, no shopping. Sir, you agree.
Also, do we have a mascot? I'm afraid of anything with scales or gills. But other than that, I support all wildlife. Now, when you say the top, how high are we talking?
Sir, I talk with you. Do you want your podcast top rank?
Right. How high is top? Right now, we are about 1289 high, but would love to be higher. My cousin is real top. He once had an award for being the top. It was nice. It came in a frame and everything, but he died. He fell. His wife Janet is single now. Hey, are you single? I can hook you up with Janet. She's not the prettiest, but boy can she cook. We thought after Frank died she'd become a lesbian. Frank's my cousin I told you about. Anyway, how high is top? Do you take credit cards?
Sir, I will give you top 100 rank in iTunes store. Sir, you can understand. Sir, you give me order for month.
Tell me, Mr. Frunk, how successful have you been with this in the past?
Sir, I am ex-part podcast promoter. I have a worldwide team. They also provide you lots of real and organic listener.
What about Whole 30 approved listeners?
They also provide you lots of downloads and subscribe.
But are they Whole 30 approved?
Sir, you will get top rank. Sir, if you give 100 top rank. Oh, wait, hold on. Sir, if I will give you top 100 rank, then you order me for a month. Sir, you agree.
Does Joe Rogan use you?
Sir, if you agree, sir, I will give you one day free trial.
I mean, Joe Rogan's got himself a pretty successful podcast. Do you listen to our podcast?
Yes.
Man, that's so sweet of you.
Sir, you order me for a month.
What's your favorite episode?
Sir, you can understand. You order me for a month, I will give you top 100 rank your podcast.
But I gotta know what your favorite episode is. I'd say mine is episode 62, when we had Joel Osteen on and we cast a demon out of him.
Sir, if you agree, one day free trial.
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? I only do business with people who do. How much for a year? We only have a budget of $1,800.
Sir.
How much for a year?
Sir, you order me. Sir, $2,000 for a year. Sir, you agree.
Okay, our legal team says we can do the deal. First, we need someone from your company or you to leave us a review on Apple Podcast. As soon as this is done, they say we can do the deal. I'm so excited to be top. Thank you so much for this. It is going to be great.
Sir, give me your podcast link. Sir, response please. Sir, 24 hours within result.
Where's the review, Clyde?
Sir, USA iTunes Store.
Exactly. I talked to Janet last night, and she wants to meet you. Do you have a Skype?
Sir, give me your Skype link.
Janet is ecstatic to meet you. How do you feel about kids? Do you have kids? Janet doesn't, but you never know. Her biological clock is ticking.
Sir, you search Anwar Khan Skype.
Is that yours?
Yes.
So wait a minute. I thought your name was Daniel Frunk.
Sir, it's no matter.
So is Anwar what they called you in high school? They called me all sorts of names. Mostly nice. Sometimes they were mean.
and then this guy sends us a photoshopped image of our podcast being in like the top 100 on iTunes or whatever. And it's so obviously...
Oh, it's horrible.
It's so obviously photoshopped. It was almost insulting. So, yes. Anwar, Daniel, whoever you are, if you really do listen to the podcast, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
But there's something about our whole conversation that leads me to believe that you probably don't.
Yeah. Not sure what it is. So that's how we entertained ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
For
we had a blast.
The last few days.
Just back and forth with this guy. It was so awesome.
It was awesome. All yeah, right. We enjoyed it. I hope yep. you guys enjoyed it.
Yep. All right. So let's go ahead and we'll dive on in. K-Love pledge drives. You know exactly what we're talking about. They're crazy annoying. And here's a little message from K-Love.
Had I never turned on your guys' radio station, I would have had a miserable life of shame.
I lost my dad to a bunch of health problems.
I am so thankful for you guys because today was my 6 months of sobriety.
The last 4 years have been very, very difficult in our lives after the loss of our daughter.
Listening to K-Love really keeps me encouraged, and I appreciate it very much.
Through the UPS and down. Oh, sorry. Through the ups and downs. I was going to read the... Hold on. The words don't come up all at the same time on this video, okay? So I was going to read what was on the video, and it's coming up letter by letter. So it's supposed to say, through the ups and downs. It's like, through the UPS.
UPS and FedEx.
And... Hold on, let me back
Occasional
up.
DHL.
Let me back up just a minute here. Through the UPS. All right, here we go. I'll read what's in the video. Through the ups and downs, God is using you. Thank you for your support. Positive, encouraging music. K-Love. So there's a video that is promoting through the UPS. There's a video that is promoting their pledge drives. And what it is they're playing audio of people who have called in and have given money and they give their story. The pictures that they use for the video on YouTube is definitely stock images of going to Google and searching yeah. for someone who is sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what they do is they pay a marketing or advertising team.
Yeah.
And what they do is they search databases, the Getty stock photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they buy pictures, stock images or whatever. And there's these databases out there that hold all of these pictures. And that's why companies buy things like that, advertising or whatever. Hey, I need a happy Asian family, you know, right? Yeah. Or for whatever. You can
this guy sounds like he would be Asian, so I need an Asian family.
So you go and you buy a happy Asian family photo, JPEG. I mean, this is how it works.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So the Christian radio empire that is K-Love is in the middle of their spring pledge drive. The other day, I go over, we've been doing laundry at my mom's house. We live behind my mom, renting from her. Walk over to do my laundry, and when I walk into her house, she absolutely loves K-Love, which is fine. That's her own deal. I do not, whatever, not my house. So she leaves K-Love on, just playing throughout the day. She wasn't there. And I walk in, start doing my laundry.
Let me stop you there.
Stop me there.
She leaves K-Love on. She lives.
The dog.
Yes. She'll either leave the radio on or the television on.
Yes.
For
so
Zoe.
That way Zoe has some type of background.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Just wanted to clarify that.
That's what it is. So I walk in. K-Love's playing on the radio. When I get in there, they must have immediately started talking about the pledge drive. And I said, oh, great. Here we go with the pledge drives again. So I'm in there, I'm not folding clothes, I'm separating my clothes, getting them ready, putting them in the washer, detergent, turning the water on, getting the next pile kind of ready to go. They're still talking about the pledge drive. I said, good Lord, they're really going for it this year. I walk over, grab a banana, sit there, peel the banana, eat the banana. They're still going. Haven't played any music yet. They've been talking about the same. They're in the same promo for the pledge drive. When I finished the banana and I threw the peeling away, and as I was leaving, they're still talking about the freaking pledge drive. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying, now when we play this next song, we know that God's going to send the one person that's going to give the $40 a month easy payment and easy pledge, and God's going to bless you and you can win a trip to Disney and yada yada. And I was like, wow, this is really annoying. Hey, there's an idea for an episode. So I immediately, I have this uneasy feeling about the pledge drives that they're hoodooing everybody.
Definitely.
And has everyone fooled about where that money goes? It's just an uneasy feeling that I have. So I did my research.
What do you know?
What do you know? I found some stuff about where that money goes and how it's distributed. And I wanted to share that with everyone today because I don't think a lot of you really take the time to do that research. And something tells me that there's some people that just willingly give $40 a month to K-Love.
Which is like a water bill. A light bill,
you know, we'll get
portion
to
of a light bill. Yeah.
We'll get to that. So, a little backstory about K-Love. K-Love is one of two radio enterprises run by Educational Media Foundation, or EMF. Because EMF is a nonprofit, their finances are available via their 990 form.
Right.
The organization is quite large and took in just over $152 million.
Oh, my Lord.
During 2014. Now, this article that I found is from like 2 years ago. Still applies, though. Concerning the salary claim, it is true that CEO Mike Novak got a hefty sum of $531,000 in 2014.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Numerous employees, including one of the DJs, got over $200,000 in compensation. K-Love pushes that easy giving level of $40 a month on the air and their website. It takes 1,107 people making that monthly pledge just to pay Novak's salary. By comparison, the executive director of Doctors Without Borders, Sophie Delaney, got just over $160,000 for running an organization that took in twice what K-Love received in donations.
Let's stop there. Oh, my God.
Let that sink in for just a minute.
Right.
Okay.
You have the Doctor Without Borders. Mm-hmm. Their organization took in over twice mm-hmm. what K-Love took in. Mm-hmm. Their CEO made $160,000.
Yes.
I think that's a good salary
right.
for someone who's running a company.
Yeah.
That's
especially in the medical field.
That's very good.
Yes.
K-Love took in, or Mike Novak made $500,000.
Yes, he did.
The and CEO. They took in half as less.
Yeah.
That tells you something. That tells you something.
Yeah.
Continue.
Are you stirred yet?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it gets worse. K-Love also spent over $267,000 on, quote, pledge drive coaching.
I'm sorry, what?
Pledge drive coaching.
Okay.
The return on investment was phenomenal in 2014. That they raised over $32 million attributed to them.
I wonder what pledge drive coaching is.
It's probably
coaching
seminars or something that you go to and they teach you
the radio personalities. Yes,
they get all the DJs together and give them crash courses on how to encourage people to give their money. And there's some tactics in here that make me sick.
Okay.
Like I can't wait to get to one part
okay.
of all my notes.
Mm-hmm.
So twice a year, Christian radio giant EMF conducts these pledge drives. For about a week, the on-air personalities beg for pledges to, quote, keep your K-Love on the air. So they make it seem like
if you don't give,
then they're just going to wipe off the face.
K-Love will no longer exist.
Right. They will cease to exist, and it's because you didn't give your money. It doesn't.
Sounds
doesn't
like
work that way.
Sounds like a church.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
Funny.
Yep. Despite efforts made by many, no one who has ever reached out to K-Love HQ cannot receive an answer about how much money is trying to be raised.
So they don't have a goal.
No.
Is what that's saying, right?
Right.
Okay.
Now, after a journalist, the journalist that I got most of this information from.
Sure.
After this journalist wrote about the lack of transparency, some sources who are in a position to know contacted him to say that the goals for 2017 were in the neighborhood of $30 million per drive.
Oh my gosh.
Give or take a million.
Holy crap. Yep.
Per drive now, twice a year.
So that's $60 million.
Right. K-Love had a surplus of over $60 million in 2016 on revenues of $170 million. just before the last pledge drive, the mega station purchased three stations for $58 million, which is about the same amount as was pledged by donors during the 2017 pledge drives. Looks like those $40 a month easy gifts are buying new stations more so than keeping the current K-Love stations on the air.
Which is being told
by people. Yeah.
Yeah.
K-Love purchased several other new stations in 2017. Like I said, this is kind of an older article, but it's still going on. I mean, the expansion of the organization is made possible by twice yearly pledge drives where listeners are told that their local station may go away if the listeners don't become donors.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard them
you
say that.
You could lose K-Love.
Yeah. I've heard them say
which
that.
Which I would be okay with. I suppose K-Love could yank a station, but it will be because K-Love doesn't have the money, per this journalist.
Sure, because they definitely have the money.
Yeah. But so they're almost, it's almost a scare tactic. You're going to lose your K-Love. You're going to lose your positivity in the morning on your early morning commute.
Yeah.
And your encouragement that you need throughout the day. And, that's not the case at all. They're doing just fine.
I'm just thinking about what the surplus of money and where it's going.
Yeah.
Because if the CEO's making half a mil, and this was in 2014, so let's just say he's making three quarters by 2019.
Yeah.
Sounds feasible to me. Yeah. You're still bringing in $60 million. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the upkeep and blah, you know, blah, 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 there's no way that their profit loss margin is less than 15 to 20 million. Where is that money? Mm-hmm. You know, and I wonder who else is getting paid.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be someone who's benefiting other than the CEO.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. There's some rich white dudes somewhere sitting in a staunchy library drinking brandy laughing.
Yes.
At all of this.
Yep. Listen, you're not in 80 for those of you who are in Sumter. 89.7 is K-Love, but it is not the only K-Love that there is.
Correct.
Which I think it's very misleading the way that they do that. Like the DJs that you hear on the radio station
are in North Carolina,
are not in Columbia,
Florida,
right.
Or in California.
They're nowhere near you.
Right.
They're not down the road and know exactly what's going on.
They're not in
the Palmetto State.
Right.
Wake
or
up.
In your state.
Yeah, or in your state. Yes. Like it. Wake up. Okay. When they say you could lose your K-Love station, it's not 89.7 going off the air. In fact, they're not looking to, the only way that they would do that, like this guy said in his article, is that they weren't receiving any donations.
Right.
So they yanked the station.
Right.
But what they're trying to raise money for is so they can buy more stations. And you know why? New markets mean new listeners, which means new donors, which means more money for more stations. And eventually all the stations are going to be purchased and they're going to have to do something else.
Hmm.
So, like you just asked, are board members being paid?
Yeah, like, where's that money going? There is a board. Yeah. There has to be a board because there has to be.
Well, so in reviewing K-Love's claims about their finances, there's one claim to be technically true, but wow, what a shocker. It's misleading. So on their website, this is what it reads. K-Love is governed by the Educational Media Foundation, a 501c3 not-for-profit ministry. No individual owns any stock in the corporation, which is held by charitable purposes. The board of directors at large serve without compensation for rotating 4-year terms, and a person with supervisory accounting experience holds one of the board positions. In addition, EMF is a member of the Evangelical Council on Financial Accountability. Founded by Billy Graham, the ECFA oversees our financial affairs, ethics, and reporting standards. ECFA members adhere to strict guidelines, and to learn more about the ECFA, visit yadayadayada.org. So K-Love claims that the board of directors at large serve without compensation. And while it is true that the 2014 990 form doesn't report any income paid to non-staff board members, CEO Mike Novak is one of the board of directors and is well compensated, as we just learned. However, readers wouldn't know that by reading the website. The website description makes it seem as though none of the board members get paid.
Mm-hmm.
When one looks at the list of board members on K-Love's website, at-large members are not identified.
Right.
So that's a way for K-Love to come out there and make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's very disturbing
just
to me.
Just reading that, I mean, how many people are going to read that and be like, okay. And
no one's getting paid.
They only pick out the certain parts because it's a bunch of mumbo jumbo to them.
Right.
And they skim over it.
Yeah.
So it's very misleading. That way they can be technically right and not be lying about anything because they don't think that people are going to research it any further than that. They'll
right.
see a statement and read a set. That's all it takes is to say that someone made a statement.
Yeah.
And they leave it alone.
And and here's the deal. Like there's more than one way to pay a board of directors.
Right.
They don't have to be when that 990 is submitted, it's basically paid employees or someone who's getting compensation for work done. Board of directors do not have to be listed on that 990. Yep. There's other ways that they can get a bonus or a gift for their time. That's much like how school board members, okay? If you're on a school board somewhere in your local town or whatever, you get an annual, they call it an, it's probably reported as a, or talked about as an annual income, but it's an annual gift for their service, and it's a tax write-off. You know, so the same thing applies to large businesses. You have a board of directors. Oh, we're going to give you, you know, set, you know, a set amount, you know, $2 million. This is our gift to you for your services on our board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a ton of crap.
What's going on, podcast land? If you ask my wife what I own more than anything, she will quickly tell you that it's t-shirts. And guess what? I'm about to add to that collection thanks to Faith Attire. Since 2012, Faith Attire has been stacking up an incredible collection of streetwear with a message. T-shirts, hats, baseball tees, the whole nine yards. Their excellence is displayed through their products, but their vision and purpose is even greater. Head on over to faithattire.co to browse their catalog and use the promo code NRP116 to get 15% off your order. That's NRP116. Faith Attire, apparel for the selfless.
So, does K-Love need your money? No, I'll just shorten this all up until you know.
No.
No, they don't. K-Love's net revenue over expenses for 2014 was over $64 million.
Well, there you go, $64 million.
At $40 a month, that means that over 133,000 donors could have given their money elsewhere, and K-Love would have covered operational expenses.
Mm-hmm.
While it clearly takes lots of money to run a high-quality media operation, it may come as a surprise to donors who sacrificially give $40 a month that K-Love is doing quite well financially. Again, they're not going to research it because it's sob stories and you're going to lose your K-Love, or you're going to give your $40 a month and God's just going to bless you.
Well, there you go. I mean, your net revenue over expenses is $64 million.
Yes.
Yes. Where is that money?
Real deep in some pockets, Brian.
Where is it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where does it go?
Well.
Because it's not going to Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah.
It's not going to kids in Haiti. It's not going to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where's it going? It's not going to inner city Chicago. Mm-hmm. Where the crap is it?
Well. Why don't we check in on our good buddy, Louis Giglio?
Oh, great.
Hi, it's Louis Giglio with Passion Conferences, and it's amazing times we're living in. Everybody knows that the news every day seems like it's getting worse and worse. And it's incredible for us to be able to find hope in the reality that the God that we worship and the God that we serve is not subject to financial pressure.
Yes.
The God that we're worshiping today is still the God who created everything that is, and he created you.
He's got a phone.
And he created me. And it's true that he owns the cattle on a thousand hills, but it's also true that he owns the thousand hills that the cattle are on today. And he has promised us that for all of us who put our trust in him, he's going to provide us with everything that we need.
Whoa.
This is a great opportunity for you to say thank you to God for giving us something like K-Love Radio and an opportunity for
you
to be a part of that radio continuing to do what it has always done, which is to make Jesus famous and to bring hope to people in
times like
these and in all
because that's what Jesus wants.
Right.
So you can pledge right here, right now.
Oh, good.
At the website, klove.com, or you can call and make a pledge by calling 800-525-LOVE.
Just threw up a little bit.
I'm sorry. God promised me to give me everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah. And we're going to make Jesus famous.
That is the most misleading bullcrap I have ever heard. Talk about taking scripture using it to fleece money.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Because and people are suckers for it, man.
Yeah, because, you know, Dale and Janet living in the trailer, you know, in Humboldt, you know, wherever, who are struggling and you know, Dale, you know, brings in $27,000 and, you know, Janet cleans houses on the side. They got four kids. Yeah. They're on EBT and, you know, they need a car fixed or, you know, they're just struggling or whatever. Luli Giglio, this mega pastor, just told you that God has promised you to give you everything you desire.
But listen, you can probably listen to radio DJs in the morning on the way to work and feel like you start to have a connection with them. But where they get you is, let's bring in Luli Giglio, or let's bring in another mega pastor, or the singer of Third Day, and have him talk about doing pledge drives. Or there's a video of him answering the phone for K-Love and accepting donations.
Of course there is.
And so that is a gimmick, because people can now call in and they can talk to the singer of Third Day.
Right.
For a short second. And of course they're going to give their money over.
Yeah.
Like, he's asking for your money.
Right.
Which, by the way, if you ever want Third Day to come to your church or something, they're also going to be asking for a hefty sum. So, yeah. From what I hear. But anyway, here's a question for you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're in a position, a stressful position. Do I pay a bill? Or do I give to Kayla?
Well, according to Luli Giglio right here, I mean, they make it seem as if I'm obedient and I trust God, that if I give to Kayla, then I'm going to be blessed.
Right.
I'm going to receive what my heart desires, which is as promised by God.
Yeah.
So basically, if I'm, you know, Dale and Janet, I'm given to K-Love.
Of course.
Because it's encouraging.
Of course. Encouraging, positive. What's their slogan? Something, I don't know.
Greedy.
So once during K-Love's pledge drive, the on-air personalities played a testimony of a young woman who said she once was at a point where she had enough money to pay a bill or give to K-Love, but not both. She chose to give to K-Love and believes that God blessed her for it. Believes that God blessed her for it now. Sure. That's all it says. And I haven't heard the playback. But the on-air personalities then praised the woman for her reaction of giving to K-Love instead of paying a bill. That infuriates me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen. And here's the deal. I'm okay with K-Love.
Okay. I'm not.
I'm okay with K-Love. They bring joy to some people's lives, and that's great. And I'm okay with that. I would rather K-Love be transparent.
Yeah.
Okay. Where I'm not okay with K-Love is the lack of transparency.
Yeah.
And if they would just be honest and be transparent with pledge drives or their
really
call,
anything,
their call to action, I would be okay with that. I would be okay with them coming out and saying, listen, you know, we're not going to play anything too controversial or cutting edge or anything like that, because it will ruffle the feathers of those who have decided to give $40 a month. Their standard listener is the average listener is a mom or a grandma. That is their average listeners.
And they've got the hots for Jeremy Camp.
Yes.
Get all hot and bothered when Jeremy Camp.
Yeah.
He knows.
But that's their, and moms and grandmas don't want to push the envelope. They want to stay in a nice comfort zone. And I'm speaking generalities here.
Yeah.
They don't want to push the envelope. And so if they would just be transparent and say, listen, we're only going to play songs that fit our mold, we're going to ask you for donations because we want to purchase more radio stations and we want to compensate our people well. And that this is what your money's going for. And, you know, we don't advertise. We don't take our normal radio station. We don't do advertising.
Right.
So this is a way for us to gain revenue, to be able to pay our people well, and to continue what we're doing. I would be so fine with that.
Yes.
That would be awesome. I'd be like, you know what? Awesome. You do you, because you're being honest about it. But instead, you have a bunch of monkeys behind a microphone spouting off rhetoric about the miraculous things God is doing in people's. That's not, I don't think it's God. I don't think it's God at all.
Yes.
I don't think people, I don't think God can exist in a disingenuine place. God's everywhere and God can be in everything, but when you have a disingenuine environment, God doesn't thrive. What thrives is the perception of God and emotional reaction. The emotions take over. If someone does not pay a bill and gives to Caleb, and all of a sudden they get a refund check from their insurance or whatever, the emotional response is going to be, oh, God bless me for giving to Caleb. Well, that might not be what it is, but that's directly what they're going to link that to. God might be blessing you for a completely different reason, or it just happened. Yeah. And the problem is these people, these monkeys behind these microphones, are training their listeners, almost brainwashing in a sense, to the fact of your behavior will be rewarded. And your behavior is blessing you by being obedient to our station.
Yep.
And our call to action.
I just think it's very irresponsible to encourage somebody to give to Caleb, and I mean it's they don't know what's going to happen.
Just be honest.
Yes.
Be honest.
What would have happened if that lady, I don't know what kind of bill it was, but what would have happened had she not been blessed for giving to Caleb?
Or how about the hundreds or thousands of people who have that experience that they do not put on the radio?
Right.
I gave to Caleb and nothing happened.
Right.
Where are those people at?
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking to those people? Because it doesn't fit our narrative.
And you know what everyone's immediate defense is? Well, you didn't do it with a giving heart.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much more of a giving heart there can be. Right. The action of it, is the sacrifice.
Yeah,
you've made the decision to sacrifice. Oh, listen, you've done it begrudgingly, but I did it.
Listen,
I made the conscious decision to do it. Therefore,
if you don't think that our God is big enough that He would have still blessed that woman had she paid her bill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like capitalizing on blessing and favor.
Exactly.
That's not what God's about, by the way.
You're belittling God and putting Him in a box whenever you make it seem like, because you didn't give to a quote-unquote ministry, that this person is not going to be blessed.
I mean, and it makes it sound like that's God's job.
Yeah.
God is going to bless you because He says so, and like that's what God's for, is to work miracles and bless you. You know, newsflash, God has one job, and that's being God.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. Yeah. He don't owe you crap.
He doesn't need you or your money. He doesn't need your money at all.
But He desires your love and your affection and your worship.
Yeah.
Not your $40 a month.
Guarantee you He would have still blessed that woman had she had that heart to heart and said, God, I want to give, but
I just can't.
I just can't. Know my heart. Search my heart. Know that I'm genuine, but I have to pay this bill.
But it's playing off that evangelical narrative that obedient giving is going to be rewarded with blessings and favor and miracle. You know, if you're not obedient and you're giving, God's not going to bless you.
Yeah.
You know what? Me waking up in the morning and breathing is a freaking blessing.
It is.
So get over it, everyone else. Yeah. That is my blessing.
Your blessing is not always your, hey, if you give X amount of money, God will give you that sevenfold.
Right.
It could be anything, man. It could be the fact that you could be blessed in the sense of, oh God, I can't find my keys. I'm going to be late for whatever.
Right.
And you could have gotten into a tragic car accident on the to whatever. Well, that's your blessings. He just saved your life.
God's blessings doesn't fit man's narrative.
Exactly.
At all.
Exactly.
At all. It reminds me of the typical greedy church that, you know, a pastor's going to stand up there on Easter and talk about, you know, don't forget to tithe, you know. You know, we're doing this, or Ching. We're building a building, or Ching. we're renovating the mess hall, or whatever, the kids area, or whatever it is. It sickens me.
Yeah.
Because even on Easter, you have pastors standing up there.
Oh, that's the best time to do it. Because as we learned, right. Yeah, this is.
Don't forget, we're in a renovation. Yeah. Or don't forget, we're looking to buy a new bus. So, but say it in the prayer, though. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be gathered here under your name, Lord. And as people give willingly to our renovation project or our bus campaign or our building fund, we're just so rejoicing in the fact, Lord Father, that you're allowing us to, you know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me right now? Yeah. You're begging. It shows what a person's agenda is.
Like I have said, we talked about this in the Prosperity Preachers episode. If it takes you more than 5 seconds to let people know that there is either an offering plate going around or somewhere in the back that you can give your money, then you are truly in desperate times.
Well, I wouldn't even say desperate times.
I would say desperate times.
I wouldn't. I would say you're just greedy.
Oh, yeah.
That you're pursuing your fleshly desire other than... You're pursuing a fleshly desire instead of pursuing what God has, God's vision.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Caleb is...
Cha-ching!
Like, what the crap, guys? Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, just be transparent and say, listen, we're going to do a pledge drive. And, hey, we have someone who said they'll match you, you know, our first... $10,000, they'll match it, you know, so give $10,000. By the way, this is where our money goes.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm okay with the trips to Disney, or I'm okay with the concert tickets and VIP experiences or cruises or whatever. It's an incentive to give. I'm okay with that. Don't make your incentive to give God's will on a person's life.
Right.
Because that is crap.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. What are they doing with all that money?
Oh, I'll tell you what they're doing with that money.
What?
So, did you know that K-Love sponsors a NASCAR driver?
Shut the front door.
Dead serious.
Are you being...
I'm dead serious. So, I just sent you a picture, and it's kind of a breakdown on their website talking about the sponsorship with the NASCAR driver. Okay?
Oh, my freaking... Lord.
All right. So according to the picture on Caleb's website, the network has the premium logo locations and thus must be paying some serious coin to run with that crowd, the old NASCAR crowd. Even if another party is helping to fund the sponsorship, the money is still being directed away from the services to people, like they imply that they're doing. Your money is blessing churches and ministries all over the world. And sponsoring a NASCAR driver. I know it's marketing, but if Caleb's marketing budget allows for NASCAR sponsorship, then I doubt that they are going to close down any stations if widows and people on fixed incomes don't give their easy gift of $40 a month. Also, small local churches who can barely afford to put an ad in the newspaper need the donations more than Caleb does.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
And apparently, Caleb is the only way that some people will ever hear about Jesus.
The only way?
Yes.
Living in the Bible Belt.
Thank you so much for all of your support. It means the world to Caleb and also the world, actually. You have no idea how many people are out there just driving around in their cars, really needing to hear a message of hope. And the message that you're providing is that hope in Jesus Christ that they have access to now. And you're helping by making Caleb possible. So thank you so much for your support. You guys rock.
You rock.
You rock.
Who because no one will ever hear about Jesus unless you give $40 a month. According to
whoever that was.
Bethany here.
Bethany. Yeah.
She looks like a Bethany.
Because there are thousands of people who just drive around scanning their radio stations.
Yeah.
And once they happen upon Caleb, it's like the light shines down on their car and, you know, angels sing. You know, it's like that moment of, oh, my life is completely changed. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd much rather listen to Jeremy Camp than say Led Zeppelin on the Fox 90 or 102.1.
Yeah.
You know,
my mentor, Lee Gandy.
Good old Lee. I love him.
Yeah. So here's the deal.
He married us. Not us.
Yes, not he me did. And
me and my wife.
So he posted something on the Facebook that was like, I know everyone hates Caleb, but have you tried out? Like, because on my car, it's HD radio.
Yeah.
So some radio stations have like three choices. So you can do 89.7, 89.72, 89.73. 89.73 on my radio is like classic contemporary Christian music.
Do you think they did that on purpose, by the way?
It's not Caleb.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's where I'm getting here.
I thought maybe there was a Trinity connection.
It's not. Okay. So and I haven't listened to the classical, so I don't know if that is actually Caleb. But the second station, it's called... oh, my Lord, I just forgot it.
Is it more worship?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's like live worship, but it's in air. I forgot the actual name of it, but it's not Caleb. And it's a different station. It's different jockeys. It's different message. So I listened to it, and they still play some of the cheesy Caleb stuff, but they play a lot of live praise and worship stuff, which is pretty cool. But they don't do pledge drives or in air.
I'm trying to look it up now. I'll see if I can find that for you.
So it is a different, I would rather listen to that if I'm going to have to listen to, any kind of CCM stuff. I would rather listen to that because at least they're playing some live stuff. And, you know, I heard some, King's Kaleidoscope on there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, so this is different, right. You know? So that station's willing to play some different stuff. And I've traveled around.
Air One. There you go.
That's the name of it.
Yep.
Air One. So in traveling around, you know, going places, scanning the radio or whatever, I've heard different radio stations that were Christian radio stations that were pretty dang good.
Yeah.
So not all Christian radio stations suck.
Yeah.
Or not all Christian radio stations have this shroud of dishonesty around them. Caleb definitely does. Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, K-Love does. And but I've heard other radio stations, and they've played a variety of stuff. I've heard Lecrae, and I've heard, you know, this, that, and the other on other radio stations traveling around just South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So the reason I'm saying that, and they play ads, mm-hmm. okay? Faith-based ads, by the way. Okay. Local churches, Christian okay. businesses.
Okay.
Things like that.
I can get behind that.
Christian mingle, you know.
Oh, okay.
You nice know what touch. I'm saying? But they still have advertising. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. It can be done.
Yeah.
The model is out there for them to do it a different way. I think what's being done right now is it falls into this mentality that we see a lot of churches have, that we're going to stick to our guns. This is the way we're going to do it. We're going to do it in the name of God, but what we're doing is not okay. What we're saying is not okay. What we're telling people is not okay, but we're going to keep doing it regardless.
Yeah.
And I think it's lumped into this whole category that surrounds this evangelical category that's here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, to wrap it up, I just want to say, if you're into K-Love, that's fine. If you're into CCM, that's fine. It's not for me. K-Love is not for me. I find the DJs really annoying. I hate the music. But what I was directing all this towards today was about the pledge drives. I would never discourage anybody from listening to something that they truly got something out of. I think that's wonderful. If you can find, if you can worship to, what's his name? Adam West, then that's great, man. Go for it. Me, not so much. The pledge drive thing makes me really uneasy because something doesn't feel right about it. And what do you know? I did my research. I did not like what I found. I wanted to share that with people because I don't think enough people research that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah.
So
I just found a disturbing fact out that Air One is owned by Mike Novak.
Well, there you go. Cha-ching.
What the crap?
Yep. Dude's taking in $500,000.
That's
year.
Just from Caleb. Yeah. So I wonder what he's taking now.
Oh, from Air One?
From Air One.
Good Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well.
Yeah.
God's blessing him, Brian.
Hopefully.
He is being blessed by the Lord.
Hopefully he is.
Yeah, and we'll never see those kind of blessings.
No. Apparently not.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to, trust me, there is tons of more research that we couldn't fit into this episode today. Where I found a majority of this stuff was from, now bear with me while I try to spell this out for you. It's www.wthrockmorton, Throckmorton is the guy's last name, .com/category/K-Love. He has about 10 different articles just on that one website, in that one section of his website, all about his research that he has done, times that he has tried to contact K-Love headquarters and get some type of information, lack of transparency, and he went in there and he just wrote about it.
Yeah.
To inform the people.
Good for him.
Good for him. Thank Good you, for sir. Him. Mr. Throckmorton.
There's a meme that we're going to post on our Facebook that it's from King of the Hill, and it's a guy holding a guitar, and it's like, can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Whoa. Stab, 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 stab.
Yeah.
Well, There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, if you like, if K-Love's your jam,
go for it.
Go for it, man. If it makes a difference in your life, go for it. Go for it. Just know what they're about.
Oh, yeah.
Know what they're about.
Absolutely.
Just like anything else, man. If that local church on the corner is your jam and you get something for it, that's awesome. Just know what they're about.
Exactly. Which is why you should always do what, Robot Dave?
You should always
do your research.
Thank you, sir.
I don't like that you've given him a personality.
That's who he is, Brian. He's right here. It's why would you say that in front of him? Oh my God. Okay. Right. Well, Brian, what are you listening to? What did you discover anything new while you were in Orlando?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
that I have lost all faith in humanity.
Oh, well, I could have told you that. I lost my faith in humanity a long time ago.
Yeah, but just being around, I don't know how people function through the day, man, because there are some doozies out there.
Oh,
and it just made me lose all faith in humanity being at Disney. It truly did, because it just, it's almost like if the snap had occurred.
Yeah.
And I could make sure that people I liked didn't leave. Probably not a bad thing.
Yeah, was Thanos really so wrong in the whole perfect balance thing?
Right. Probably not a bad thing. Come he probably on. Had a good idea there.
I think he had, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I found out while I was in Orlando.
Okay.
But anyway, I got something, some Anne Berlin for you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
That's what I got.
Paper thin him?
Paper thin him.
Yeah.
You've got a good ear, sir.
I've got a great ear. I think that's the one Andrew chose whenever he was on here.
Oh, dang it. Is it?
I think it was. I could be wrong. I know it was Amberlin's song that he picked.
Was it, or was it Red Jumpsuit?
I can't remember. I know I picked Amberlin's song too, but I don't think that was mine. Breaking was mine when I did it.
Dang it.
But I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a great song regardless. Great song. You needed to hear it twice.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are you listening to, Blake?
So I discovered, do you like Silverstein?
A little bit.
Okay. So I love Silverstein. And I recently discovered by listening to the singer of Silverstein, Shane Told, has a podcast called Lead Singer Syndrome, where he has lead singers of bands, whether they're current or ex-members or what have you. Has him on, but he did an ad for one of their new albums. It's actually some re-recordings of their early songs.
Okay.
And just kind of tightened them up a little bit and updated them. And it's
like
amazing.
When you say earlier, you're talking like 2002?
The first 10 years.
Okay.
So it's taken from four different albums over the first 10 years of their existence.
Okay.
It is fantastic, and I've been listening to it like crazy. So this song that I chose is called Your Sword Versus My Dagger.
I was in asking for the world, and you know that I'm not one to follow through. All the
There's a song, I think it's called Purgatory, Hell and Heaven.
Heaven, Hell, and Purgatory.
Purgatory. Yep. I like that one.
Yes, that's a good one. Love some Silverstein. I was thinking about it on the way over here, though, because I've just been playing that album like crazy, just revisiting those old songs I haven't heard in a long time. And I was like, you know, I wonder why bands do that when they go back sometimes and they re-record stuff from their early days. And I got to thinking about it. I said, you know what? They kind of had that falling out like a lot of bands did with Victory Records.
Oh,
I know A Day to Remember had a big falling out with them, and they started their own record label after their separation. Hawthorne Heights and different bands had a big falling out.
I never made that connection.
Yeah. So a lot of bands got off of Victory Records and hate them. And I'm not sure exactly what happened.
I'm going to have to do some research
on that. But I think what it is their new record label probably was like, hey, we can benefit off those early songs and re-record them so they can kind of up them a little bit, but we'll start making a little bit of money off of those early tracks. So, and I was like, you know, that's really, that kind of sucks because I know that they had a lot of falling out or a ton of bands had a falling out with them. I'm not sure exactly what it was. It was something about,
oh my gosh, there's lawsuits.
Yeah. There's tons of lawsuits against Victory Records, from different bands. I know A Day to Remember took them to court. They got screwed out of
so
a bunch of money.
Hawthorne Heights. Wow. Streetlight Manifesto.
Yep.
Design the Skyline.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Tons of bands had a huge falling out with Victory Records.
Ska punk right there.
Yeah.
That's Streetlight
Manifesto. Yeah. Yep. So it's really sad. And it's all about money and working you to death and, much like a church. Oh. Anyway, Brian. Yeah. All right, Brian. Well, that concludes our episode today for the Not Religious Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All you have to do is just search Not Religious Podcast. You can leave a rating and review on whatever platform that you listen to. If it's Apple iTunes, that is awesome. We love to see those. And we'll read your review, whether it's good or bad, on the show. We are also a part of the Coming Right Up Network, and you can catch us every Sunday night at 5:30 on comingrightup.org. And while you're there, just go ahead and check out the rest of the shows.
Some good stuff.
Because they're so awesome.
Don't forget to check out our sponsors. Use our promo codes. Get you some swag.
Some swagalicious gifts.
Discount.
Because it's great.
It is.
Yep. And Brian, I just want to celebrate something with you real quick. Okay. We just reached 10,000 streams.
With our last episode.
Our last episode.
What? Killing it. Freaking killing it.
We did it. We did it, Brian.
We did it.
We said we were going to do it, and we did it.
We never said we were going to do it.
I said we were going to do it.
I said we were going to last like a week.
Well,
Did you ever think that we would be like get this popular? And I'm not being conceited or anything, but honestly,
no, I didn't.
Like listeners, not only across the nation but worldwide.
No, I didn't think so.
Reaching freaking thousands of people—that's crazy. Tens of thousands.
I did not think that, but we did it.
But we're
here. 10,000 streams.
Freaking
that
killing
is awesome.
It. All right.
All right.
So be nice to one another.
Be nice to one another. We love you. Go see Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
Because it is such a good movie. Brian cried. I saw him cry.
I did. I'm not going to lie.
I love you 3,000. Bye, guys.
Guys, this is Blake,
And I'm Brian.
And we're here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Not Religious Podcast, and that is The Found Sheep. If you head on over to thefoundsheep.net right now, you can check out their great collection of hats, beanies, shirts, sweatshirts, things like that. Their hats are especially, especially dope. Am I right, Brian?
You are right on
point. That's right. And why don't you go ahead and tell them about their outreach there?
Yeah, so everything that they create is designed to point souls to Jesus and to remind believers that he is our good shepherd. Man, goodness. They give 10% of all of their profits to the local church, and another 10% provides outreach to people who serve in need all around the world.
Well, I'll be doggone.
That's right.
That's awesome.
An apparel company with a mission.
That's exactly right. Go check out their stuff. They got really neat stuff. And we also have a neat little promo code for all of our listeners today.
That's
Brian,
right.
What's that promo code?
If you type in not religious, that's not religious in all caps, after you fill your little goodie basket up with all of your merch, guess what? You'll get 10% off.
Woo! Heck yeah, dude.
That's just for our listeners. So thank you guys. Go ahead and check them out on the Instagrams and the Facebooks and help support thefoundsheep.net.
Boom.